From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia's foreign minister announces possible ceasefire in Syria. Sergei Lavrov says a renewed ceasefire could be announced in the near future, possibly within hours. The Russian diplomat met in Moscow with United Nations envoy Stefan de Mistura.
And we have to be cautious, but we all hope that this indication that perhaps in the next few hours we'll be able to have also a relaunch of the cessation hostilities.
In Aleppo, rebel fighters Tuesday launched deadly rocket attacks on government-held neighborhoods. A hospital was hit. One U.S. Navy SEAL has been killed by enemy fire during an Islamic State attack on a Kurdish Peshmerga position in northern Iraq. A Pentagon press secretary said the service member was advising and assisting Peshmerga forces north of the city of Mosul when they came under attack. The rights group Amnesty International says more than 1,000 Iraqis are being held without charge at a makeshift counterterrorism center throughout the country. Amnesty says many of the detainees were taken when Iraqi forces captured their towns from Islamic State forces. Many of them are suspected of collaborating with the militant group. Counterterrorism officers told Amnesty they lack personnel to carry out investigations in a timely manner and don't have the resources to treat the detainees humanely. The European Commission is due to release details of its plan to overhaul the EU asylum system Wednesday. The plans are expected to touch off a renewed debate on how Europe should handle the recent influx of immigrants. An estimated 1 million refugees have arrived in the European Union this past year. This is VOA News. A top French trade official says trade negotiations between the United States and the European Union are likely to grind to a halt due to the United States' reluctance to make concessions. Matthias Feckel told reporters Tuesday failure is the most likely outcome for the talks on the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. Voters in the Midwestern U.S. state of Indiana are going to the polls today in a crucial presidential primary election. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump faces a showdown with his bitter rival, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. A victory in Indiana would likely put Trump on the path to clinching the Republican Party's presidential nomination. Almost all opinion surveys show Trump leading Cruz in Indiana. After Trump referenced stories suggesting a possible link between Ted Cruz's father and Kennedy assassin Lee Harvey Oswald, the Texas senator responded in unusually angry terms Tuesday, calling the New York businessman a pathological liar.
I'm going to tell you what I really think about him. This man is a pathological liar. He doesn't know the difference between truth and lies. He lies practically every word that comes out of his mouth.
In a somewhat more civil Democratic race, pre-election polls show former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton locked in a tight contest with her lone challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Transparency International says roughly 1 in 3 people in the Middle East and North Africa have had to pay a bribe for public services. A transparency report released by Tuesday says bribes are commonly used to obtain public services in court systems and among regional police, as well as for medical care, documents, permits, and electric and water service. A majority of respondents say they think corruption is getting worse. The United Nations Security Council approved a resolution Tuesday demanding all parties protect hospitals, health care providers, and medical facilities against violence and be held accountable in case they do not. Gerard Van Bowman is a New Zealand's ambassador to the United Nations.
Today, the Council has spoken with one voice to deliver a firm response to this growing global problem. We are shining a light on behavior that is becoming all too prevalent, but should just not be happening.
The adoption of the resolution followed a series of attacks on hospitals in war zones worldwide. Nigeria's vice president says the previous government stole some $15 billion in public money through fraudulent arms agreements. Vice President Yemi Osinbajo said Tuesday the money was lost to corrupt practices in security equipment spending during the administration of former President Goodluck Jonathan. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.